Blog Talk Radio.
Number two, the episode starring me. I am your host, Dan the Man, the above average comedian. I'm so awesome, Kelly Chico, my co-host and fiance,
Kelly,
soon to be Kelly Chico. And my plan.
That was the plan.
Yeah,
that was
just
the
to get
entire
some
plan.
Girl stuck with the name.
I like my short name that just
boring. It's like Smith or Jones.
Yeah, but it fits in all the forms I have to fill out.
You can fit that other name in there.
Not in the one with all the squares for each letter.
It's nine letters.
Too many letters. Too many. Nine letters is my name now. Nope. Hold on. He's
yes,
counting.
You're right.
He's counting.
Well, you know, took me longer to took them Flyers longer to pick a new coach. Oh, hey, thank you.
It's been a very stressful day for him.
No. It's been a stressful weekend. Look at him. He looks mean. We have the NHL Network on live while we do the show, just in case anything happens. That's right. Yell at him, Pete. Anyway.
I'm going to miss that man.
I'm going to miss his head-punching ways.
Yeah, he was fascinating to watch on the bench.
I wonder if that's on YouTube. Laviolette punches dude in face. No, it wasn't his face. It was Billy Leno.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting on the bench. He was yelling to somebody outside of the bench, and he needed something to punch, and it happened to be Billy Leno's helmet, which was on his head. I don't think he felt it.
No, the great thing was he didn't even register it. He was just like, yeah, my coach just beat me upside the head with his fist.
It reminds me of when my mama used to beat me when I used to miss it. I hate you.
Yeah, so you guys lose a coach three games into the season, which is a record, I think.
What did I say to you last night?
You said he might not last the week.
I said he won't last outside this week. And I like Pete Laviolette. I just finally learned to say the name.
Hey, well, there you go. Now you got to work on the Cavaliers.
Progress Pete with frozen pizza. Anyway, I like Pete. I don't get what happened. Our first discussion is going to be the preseason, the NHL season so far, because as the episode says, the season begins.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my God. It's so nice.
the craziness that I don't know.
When football's on.
Preseason seemed very long this year, and I'm not sure if it was long or if it was just because we didn't have one last year that this one seemed particularly long.
Yeah.
It just seemed to drag on forever, so I'm glad that the regular season games have started and the games mean something now.
Oh, so nice. So I sound like Canadian right there, eh? So nice, eh? Very nice.
That's apropos.
You're a very nice gentleman. Not you, I mean me. By me, I mean you. But the season began. I mean, I won't talk about only my little, you know, I don't get it. I don't get
you don't
this
get.
Team. Let's get this out of the way, the Flyers.
Okay.
The Flyers, don't ever touch me. The Flyers are a better team on paper. Like I said last year, they're better on paper than they're. Is it his fault?
No, but you can't fire the entire team, so that it happens all the time. Like Washington,
yeah.
Washington went through it. What was that? Now two seasons ago, a season ago, whatever it was. You know, when the guys on the ice stop responding, they tend to change the coach first. I think. Well, honestly, I think some of the problem in Philadelphia is you guys often have a great team on paper, but that team changes every season.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever really get a chance to build any chemistry.
I read, and I hate that I forgot the source, but he had a good point. Every year is the year we need to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, I think
there's a road, but no road map to it.
Well, I think that's true for any of the big market, big money teams, and that Philadelphia is always. Spent quite a bit of money, and they always go after big free agents. So yeah, they're expected to compete and win. I think going after the free agents all the time means that those windows are really small for you guys, unfortunately, because you haven't. I can't think of the last time that Philadelphia rebuilt, like honestly, cleaned
the
house.
This,
and
I mean, the year after we had Forsberg. When Forsberg were to lead the team into the Stanley Cup, and it was the worst effing season I've ever seen. It was the season that I kept getting tickets. I swear it was my fault, because it was the only year that I was going almost every other home game, because I knew people that had tickets at the mortgage company I worked for, so they keep giving them to me. I explained that last time. I went to like 20 games, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably
they won
fault.
Three.
Probably your fault.
I agree.
Anywho. I mean, they probably were keeping track of the
Dan's here.
The ticket counters.
That would suck. Do you think at all that maybe Giroux as a captain is an issue?
I don't think you really have much to judge him by. Captains are such, I don't know, it's such a weird chemistry experiment. There are certain guys who take it on and become better players all around. I mean, you know, look at Yzerman in Detroit. Not that he wasn't a great player, but he put that C on and he just became, you know, he was just the heart and soul of that team, no question. And he was Mr. Accountability for them.
And I hate to bring it up, it has the opposite effect on other people. Like Jaromir Jagr, we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about Jagr.
But he was on the Caps. We got this.
Yeah.
Named captain.
Yeah. Not built to be.
Not a
good
captain.
And if anyone was listening at the time, which I guarantee you none of us Caps fans were, the Penguins fans were telling you.
Don't ever
make him captain.
I don't care what you say. And I'm going to say it on record for everybody here, don't ever agree with a Penguin fan.
I know. I not usually abide by that rule, but...
Mark Angel.
I think they were pretty correct in that one.
Yes, but on the other hand, what did you guys, all the Caps fans that I ran into, which was actually quite a bit, just walking around town, moving around and everything, just going to baseball games and everything... Wearing my Flyers gear. Oh, you got Jagr, blah, blah, blah. no captaincy wasn't a problem.
Yeah,
he just didn't want to stay.
And that was one of those free agent moves the Flyers made that seemed to really make sense. It worked out great for everyone. I mean, he took Giroux under his wing. Giroux really grew that season.
Winning games that year, and then we come to this. I'm going to play this real quick, just get out, because I have not heard the whole Paul Holmgren blah 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 thing. So I want to hear how's that work, and they shut you down. Excuse me. At work. I couldn't help it. I want to play this real quick and discuss it. If anybody wants to call in and add their two cents, I want to know what you think about Berube and then what I think about Berube being coach. Here we go.
Thank you all for being here today. Just to fill you in on the timeline of things here. I met with Pierre Laviolette early this morning and informed him that he was being relieved of his duties as head coach. Right after that, I met with assistant coach Kevin McCarthy and told Kevin the same thing. After that, I met with Craig and we talked, and I offered him the job to be head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. Craig accepted, and here we are today. I think from a timeline standpoint of my decision on making this change at such an early point in the season, I can go back a little bit to last year and my concerns, how the team played. I was looking back, you think lockout shortened year, we didn't have a training camp, we had a lot of injuries. I thought it was important to that Peter had another shot with our training camp, and I think with some of the additions we made this summer were good additions of Ray Emery and Vinny LeCavalier and Mark Streit. I think there was some excitement about our team going into training camp, and right from day one of training camp, I was concerned about how the team looked, and I think obviously our play in the last, I'm not 0-3 is 0-3. We still got a long way to go in terms of the season, but it was more about how we played, and it was unacceptable. We don't look like a team at all, and I felt just a gut feeling I needed to make the decision. I made the decision last night on the plane when we came back from Carolina, and here we are today. I'm excited about the opportunity to have Craig coach the Philadelphia Flyers. Craig is one of the smartest hockey guys I've ever been around. He's learned the coaching business over the last 9 years. He's been a head coach with the Phantoms. He demands respect. He holds people accountable. He's a no BS kind of guy. And I'm looking forward to Craig taking over the team starting today. And we have some work to do. Craig has some work to do. He understands that. Our team, I'm not going to let the players off the hook. We'll meet with them later today. Things have to get better, and they will.
So Chief becomes a head coach in the NHL for the first time. I'm very interested to see how this works out for the Flyers. He's like they said, he was a head coach for the Phantoms for one season, I think one full season, and then he was a partial, like 10-game appointee after John Stevens was named the Flyers head coach. And so I'm interested to see how he does in the NHL. I mean, he has the experience. And, yeah, you're definitely not going to be able to push the Chief around.
No, because he'll just punch you.
Yeah, exactly.
Although when Laviolette was crawling over the boards to get to that coach of the Penguins that I don't like saying his name because I like to refer to it as a part of a body, Berube was the one holding him back. Now, I thought when the camera went to the bench, the first person I'd see climbing over the bench would be, "Come here, you son of a..." I gotta kill you.
Nah, the tough guys are always the guys who've got it all together. They got it all out on the ice. Now they're just enjoying life.
I really need to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about golf and they're the most well-adjusted guys in the rink.
And I'll say this, my feelings on it. I've always been a Berube fan. Even when I was a young kid, when I first got into the sport, I was a Berube fan, mostly for his hair.
He did have a sweet mullet.
I have a practice Berube practice stick somewhere that my mother got for me years ago, somewhere. She swears I have it. I swear she has it. Long story. I thought he was going to get named coach after Stevens got fired.
Mm.
So this, for me, I have nothing against Pete Laviolette. It's 82 games. On the other hand, it's been the most frustrating week of my life because I'm like, hey, hi. Oh, they suck.
Well.
You know, and I try to not be what people who are listening would blow me off as a typical Philly fan. I try not to be. But this was just, I just could not watch the game sitting still. I had to get up right around. But me being the huge chief mark that I am, I'm ready for this. Are we going to see an immediate turnaround? Absolutely not. Is this the year we're going to the Stanley Cup? Absolutely not. Write that off, books. Anybody listening under the sound of my voice, Flyers fan, not happening. But that aside, talk about your team for a second. Your team looks pretty damn good.
No, not really.
Really?
We have no defense.
You got some offense.
Oh, yeah, we got some offense. And I was thinking about this, and I think we had that discussion. I will take a team that has offense and no defense any day. Because if I've got to watch 82 games,
I want to see 7-4.
I want to see 7-9 games where we lose. I don't want to watch 1-0 games where I'm bored out of my mind and I might as well be watching the Devils or something like that. Yeah, I've gone through the 3-4 year experiment to make the Caps a defensive first minded team, and now I don't care to watch it. So. It's gonna be a long season. They can't hold the lead. Anytime they take the lead, it's pretty much temporary.
The Dallas game.
Yeah, and we all know how high powered Dallas is offensively. That was the lowest scoring game actually. Holtby looked much better in Dallas, so I think maybe.
And he got pulled in Dallas, did he not? No, he got pulled the game before.
Yeah, he got pulled before. So he seems to have shaken off the first two starts that were pretty ugly. And we'll see where it goes from there. But, yeah, we have no defense. So I'm not expecting a lot from this season. But it should be interesting because it looks like Ovi has discovered that
Just
really shoot a lot and score goals. So
that's what I was saying last year. Like, just go to the point and shoot, Ovi. I mean, you're Ovi. As much as I hate you. Damn it.
You can't really fight that slap shot too much. That thing is wicked.
You see what happens when people do. It just...
Yeah, it takes pieces out of people on the way into the net. That's pretty fierce.
Now, who else to you looks good, has looked good this first... I mean, I know it's the first week, but that's what we're doing. We're analyzing hockey. I'm Kevin Weeks, and you're some other guy who can't talk in the NHL Network. I was watching the game, and when they got to the blue line, thank you for that analysis.
I did notice that Kevin Weeks was at the desk in Toronto for the CBC, so at least
he is in the NHL. He's back on the NHL Network, so I think it was a preseason thing.
No, he's working Hockey Night in Canada. It looks like at the big desk or something like that. But
that is not a dumb.
He's a great announcer. I'd really like to see him get a
well spoken,
get
to the point, and obviously he knows what the hell he's talking about. Who's the guy with the glasses?
Oh, Hurdick.
I hate
Hurdick,
him so.
Whatever his
EA. No, I hate him so.
Reddick, whatever his name.
I really, really, who, why? Why do they think? I would like to see a ratings list for the NHL Network on when Karen Tappan's on screen and the other guy's on screen.
It's
who's this?
Yeah. Well, I'm all for anything that keeps Danico off commentary.
God,
please. He has a point. It just has nothing to do with the conversation that he's currently part of at the desk. I was watching the preview. They were going through each of the teams in, you know, the Metropolitan Division. So he had graded each of the teams, and his co-anchor tossed it to him let's start it off with the Carolina Hurricanes, Ken. And Ken proceeded to talk about everything but a grade for the Carolina Hurricanes and even wandered off, you know, to discuss Buffalo or something. And even when prompted three more times for an actual grade.
Okay, moving on.
Never,
you're an idiot.
Never came back to an actual grade for the Carolina Hurricanes. It was an impressive feat in circular logic. It was amazing.
We were just looking at the Game Center app we bought. And looking in the vault of all the games they could play on the NHL Network on the offseason. I understand replaying the playoffs maybe once. But if I see the same game four times an offseason, hey, this just happened. It's amazing how that just happened. Listen to the Flyer game. Play that all the time. Just for the ones they lose. Your first weekend. I already made my pick for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, you did?
I told you last night, I really think Boston.
Oh, you...
You have no idea how much that pains me to say that.
That's right.
But I've been watching their games, and I know it's only a weekend. Right now, and I think we should do our weekly... This week, who do you think? As a joke. Who do you think this week's going
to
be?
Oh, every week we get to change our picks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easy. Okay.
Or you take your pick and you go, how do they look this week? Well, they look like crap this week. I think Boston really looks good.
Well, they made the finals last year, and they were solid all around. I told you last year when we went into the playoffs, because everyone was jumping on that Penguin bandwagon, and I told you when the playoffs started, what did I tell you when the playoffs started?
Boston.
The only team that could beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs last year in the East was Boston, and they dismantled them in four games, and it was glorious. Yeah. It was so beautiful
Thank
to
you.
Watch the crying.
I really
enjoyed that.
I could watch any other team in respect to my. I can't say it. I don't want to alienate people. Of course, if we lose Pittsburgh, I will be really upset.
That's okay. They're used to it. It's okay. They're all Pirates fans now. So
oh yes, did you see that? Hey, we're in the baseball playoff. Wait, baseball is still happening?
Hey, we have a baseball team.
Whoa! Hey, look, they wear the same colors. I can wear my Penguins jersey to the game.
Excellent.
Anyway,
not that we're bitter.
No, not at all.
I haven't seen very many of the Western teams. I tuned in.
They're all on at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it is tough. I do try to catch them on the weekend.
Damn time zones.
Stupid Pacific time zone. Ruining everything. I get into it, especially in the, you know, in the playoffs. I love the 10 o'clock starts because I'll just stay up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And accomplish absolutely nothing at work the next day. But it's hard to do during the regular season. That first week, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to stay up and watch everything in about 4 days in. So, no, there's
I'll ask you that question. No I'll ask you that question after this next day. I want to stay on kind of topic. Last night, Timo Solani returned to Winnipeg for possibly – or pretty much the last time in his career. This is pretty much it.
Yeah, Solani has said that this will be his last season.
For those who are out there who don't know the name Timo Solani, or what he meant to Pittsburgh at least, because Winnipeg. I'm so stuck on Pittsburgh. Sorry. What he meant to Winnipeg. Chris, if you don't know the name Timo Solani, I mean, that's a name. That's a hockey name. I know that guy. Explain his Winnipeg connection.
Well, he had an amazing rookie season for Winnipeg, 92-93. He just blew it away, set all the records. He scored 76 goals. He had 132 points that rookie season. And it was not a great Winnipeg Jets team. I mean, he was pretty much a lone highlight for that team. And Winnipeg just loves him think of big sports names and, you know, Gordie Howe in Detroit. Yeah, it's that level of love for Timu in
Bobby
Winnipeg. Bobby Clark in Philadelphia, where pretty much the only spot that he is beloved in.
Don't get me started on it.
Rocket Richard, that kind of attachment to the team and the city and the whole province, actually. So
really,
yeah, that was I wanted to see that. That was great to see that he came out and he got a huge standing ovation. After a TV commercial break, they came back and they had put him up on the screen, and they were still giving him an ovation.
We're going to play that in a second because, you know, you listen to bands and you look at sports figures and you see your standing ovations all the time. But this one just – and maybe it's because it was his possible last time. You think he'd get hired or do you think he'll stay in Anaheim? Where it's nice and warm.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what he wants to do.
There hasn't been really a lot of coverage on. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't. He might not know.
He's so good, though. Why? It's like Gretzky was retiring when he retired. He was still better than a lot of guys. You know, you get to the bench and be like, I'm getting old. But you know.
Yeah, it gets to the point where if your heart's not in the training, the off-season training, then it's probably not worth doing anymore. And especially for those great players, they're not going to want to stick around if they don't feel like they're at their best.
This is the CBC coverage of when the Anaheim Ducks took the rink last night. And this is what it sounded like in Winnipeg last night live. Visiting team.
Yeah, Winnipeg loved the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, wait, no.
Bring back the mighty Ducks.
I think that went on for, I had a file where the actual announcers got kind of cut in, but that's edited without the announcers cutting in. That's how long, that was just a minute without the announcers talking about, here he comes, Beatlemania in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Will he go down as one of the top? Will you think he'll go down top 20 players?
Oh, definitely.
Ever?
Yeah.
All time?
For me, without question. I'm sure there's hockey historians who will debate that. But yeah, for players.
Yes, we are taking into account this before there was TV. We know the names.
For me, he's been around the entire time I've watched hockey, so I've gotten to see him play. Well, I didn't get to see him play very much when he was in Winnipeg, unfortunately, because there was no national TV contract at that point. But him in Korea with the early days of the Mighty Ducks, and that was good stuff. And he's always just been a great player.
Yeah, I think at one point we should do a top 20.
Top 20 players.
And that reminded me of something I wanted to say while I had a voice. For those big, huge hockey fans out there, we have a copy of it. You must get the box set. Thanks, Roscoe. You must get the box set of CBC's Hockey of People's History.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It goes over everything. It touches upon, you know, the stuff that happened in America that was...
No, there's not a lot of
that
stuff.
Was
pertinent.
Pertinent, thank you. But it is about hockey, and you can't go to Recruits, obviously, without Canada. We're hitting the half-hour mark, so I'm going to do what I did last week. We're going to take a break with the only band that we have sponsored. That is the Mystery Men. Sorry, Bill. Please forgive us. I'm going to work on getting other bands. We all are. I know all those people. We'll be right back after this. This is Gear Up with the Mystery Men.
I am the host of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am the Dean of Credibility, Double D. Follow me at Folsom County on Twitter. My co-host is Dan Colachico. You can follow him at DanLaw83. And our MMA wrestling analyst is Omega Squad Chris Green. Follow him on Twitter at Omega Squad. We are live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell and also on thebradyhicks.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at HIAC Talk Radio. Read the blog at HIACTalkRadio.com, and we are also available on Stitcher Radio and iTunes.
Yeah. Hell of a Cell Talk Radio Network. You're live with Obey the Puck, Dan and Kelly. We're not the puck, though.
No.
We guide the puck.
But
you obey us.
I would like to be the puck so that people would obey me.
You want to be a piece of rubber?
No, not really.
You get smacked around and then potentially lost.
I just want to be like the brain and try to take over the world.
You
want to
be the fox board that you used to put in there in Fox Tracks?
No, I don't want to be the fox.
That's technically a brain inside of a puck.
No. Every time I watch hockey with my father, he tells me about how much he misses Fox Track because he can't see the puck.
I just used to like the noise that it would make. I'm sure that everybody in the arena heard the... Anyhow, folks, there's other leagues out there.
That's right.
There's the OHL, there's the ECHL, there's the ABCDEFGHL.
SPHL.
SPHL.
Central Hockey League, and then there's the Canadian Hockey League.
I just thought I didn't pick an arena yet. I'm going to do that while we're chatting.
Oh, okay. Well, the AHL got underway this weekend.
Yes, the American Hockey League. Follow them on Twitter at the AHL.
The AHL.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still learning the whole Twitter thing. So.
Yes. It's both of us. If you follow, by the way, follow the show on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. We are both on it, but I'm very proud of you. That's the dog.
I've taken up Twitter.
That's as far as we're going to go.
I don't really understand it.
So I'm just saying, if anybody has any creative discussions about the show, they have to deal with Kelly as well. If not my, if you any problems, you follow me at Dan Lloyd 3.
Yeah, I don't have one of those for me. I don't care. I really don't care.
Alienate all of our people.
But I didn't know. It's, you know, it's fine.
No, I'm just kidding.
I want more than 140 characters if I'm going to have a discussion about something.
And that's what the show is for.
Exactly.
You only have one character you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, the
AHL.
Started.
Let's go Phantoms.
That's right. Yeah. The my Bears fell to the Phantoms in overtime for their first game of the season.
I would like to, however, shout out Twitter at Phantoms Hockey. They know I was sleeping on the couch last night or the night before.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, we didn't get into a Twitter war. We got into a discussion with the official Twitter dude.
The Phantoms Twitter dude, which he was live tweeting the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I was keeping up on what was happening in Hershey.
Because
I was here.
Believe it or not, there is no way to watch the AHL unless you spend $189.
Well, unless you buy a ticket. Which it pained me. This is the second time, this is the second year in a row now I have not made it to opening night in Hershey.
I begged you to go.
I know. It's a trek. Hershey is 3 hours away, at least 3 hours away. So it's pretty hard to make it up there, but I usually have in the past, so I will be getting up there this year, though. I miss going to games, seeing the Bears on the ice. I saw all of the Bears' weird home, well, not home, but weird games last year. I saw the outdoor game, which was at Hershey, but wasn't at the Giant Center.
That was at the Hershey Park Stadium.
Yeah, it was at the football stadium there at Hershey, but it wasn't at Giant Center, and then I saw the Bears when they were in D.C., which wasn't a Bears home game technically. And then
well,
I
had been.
Well, it pretty much was according to the crowd. But on the schedule, it was not a Bears home game. And then we saw the Bears in Atlantic City.
Yes, we did. I forget about that game.
Right.
We saw them at the Boardwalk Hall.
Boardwalk Hall. Former home of the Boardwalk Bullies of the East Coast Hockey League.
Which is a game I saw you. Hey, did you know there's a hockey team in Atlantic City? No, Mom, I didn't. We got tickets. We're going. Oh, all right.
Sweet.
Greatest hockey game I've ever seen.
That's the best kind of tickets to get.
Yeah, that's how I got my first ticket.
There you go.
Hey, we're going to a hockey game. Oh, we are? Oh. All right, then.
I like Boardwalk Hall for hockey. A lot of people complain about
it. I like Boardwalk Hall. Who complained? The three people that went to the game?
Well, that's true, yeah.
Shut up.
There was a large vocal majority, I suppose, out of the 300 people who went to a game.
Well, apparently. What was wrong with that game other than the big, huge holding, which should have been a sexual harassment call on one of the Devils to one of the Bears?
Yeah.
He was dry humping him on the ice for, I counted, it was 8 to 9 seconds. And the referee looked three times and just went, How about, 5 minute major for effing, ref? Come on.
Well, the referees are trying to move their way up too, so they're getting seasoning.
So they have to miss calls like that on purpose to be in the NHL.
Well, it just means that they're still learning. I don't know in what league that's not a penalty, but apparently it wasn't.
Apparently not in this one.
In Atlantic City that night, it was okay.
And you know what? I take it back. I'm glad only 300 people went to that game because I think we switched seats each period.
Yeah. Oh, I usually do that.
We went from right to behind penalty box to up in the second section on the end, the opposite side of the stage, to right on the walls. Which I've never been on the wall before. I've been to countless games and never been at the wall, at the boards.
Yeah.
And that was fun because I could just lay my phone there.
Yeah. And your mom was scared every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
They're not coming through the glass.
It sure seems like it, though. Yeah, so Hershey gets off to a... Well, they got a point. They lost in overtime as they had a fight back. They scored two shorthanded goals to tie up the game. Adirondack left led after the first period 2-0.
As the @Phantoms Hockey person pointed out, they weren't scoring much on the power play, were they?
No, but the @Phantoms Hockey guy was singing about their marvelous penalty kill.
He wasn't singing. He was screaming to the heavens.
They had a great penalty kill. They just couldn't keep the Bears off the board shorthanded. But,
So there are also a couple. Is there one or two new teams in the NHL this year?
Well, there's...
Not new teams, but relocated.
Well, yeah, there's technically, I guess, one new team and then a relocated team in a new location.
Well, technically three because then you have the Hartford Wolfpack. Or was that one of your two?
No. Hartford, just the weird experiment that was the Connecticut Whale for 2+ seasons.
Can you explain, dumb it down for me and explain it to those who are listening, what the idea behind the Connecticut Whale was?
Well, you're assuming that there was a grand idea behind
it. I didn't say there was a grand idea. I said there was an idea. Just because you have an idea... Doesn't mean it's a good idea.
The owner of the Hartford Whalers. Yes, those Hartford Whalers.
Hartford, the whale?
The whale. Mm-hmm. Yes. He bought a majority of the team or whatever he did. He bought the Hartford Wolfpack. And in the middle of the season, 2 seasons ago, they started the season as the Hartford Wolfpack, and then in the middle of the season, they became the Connecticut Whale.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the former owner was convinced that if he got enough people out to the games, that the NHL would be interested in putting an NHL team, back in Hartford, and it would, the glory days would return. It never really caught on. Hockey in Hartford does well attendance-wise, but it's never been, they're not setting the world on fire up there or anything like that. So it finally has sputtered out, and the Hartford Wolfpack are back. But they didn't change venue. All they changed was logo and...
They just went back to... They brought the old jerseys and the name back.
Madison Square Garden owns everything.
Which is basically the Rangers team.
Yeah, the Wolfpack are the Rangers AHL team that they own.
Alan Avery still there?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
I don't miss that son of a gun.
No one else does either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Portland Pirates have an interesting situation. They are actually fighting with the owners of their home rink, the Cumberland County Civic Arena or Stadium. So they're actually going to play all of their home games this year in Lewiston, Maine, which is a former that was a home of a Quebec Major Junior hockey team a couple years ago.
Before you continue, I do want to shout out Ronald Ford on Twitter at WillowJam12, who is following the show and throwing comments, and he says he misses the Whale.
Of course he misses the Whale. The Whale were awesome. We all miss the Whale. Well, that's all 20,000 of us who, you know, were born in Connecticut miss the Whale.
I miss the Whale. You know why I like the Whale?
Well, yeah.
The colors, man.
Oh, the colors. Okay. I was going to go with the
Kevin Smith reference?
The Kevin Smith reference.
No, I knew who the Whalers were before Kevin Smith came around.
Well, you got to love the Whale because the Whale had the greatest logo of all time.
And it is the most stolen logo amongst swim clubs in South Jersey.
That's true.
If you drive around South Jersey, you will see four or five within a 10-mile radius that has that W as the swim logo. For some reason, they've taken the Hartford Whale.
Because that's a great classic logo.
Because it's a badass logo.
That's right.
And if you don't, if the Carolina Hurricanes have a Winter Classic chance, if they don't go to the old color scheme with the Hurricane, how could you not? Don't run another black or white jersey. How could you not go to the blue and the green and the black and the later? I liked the later years of the jersey, the last couple of years.
Oh, the last couple of years in Hartford.
Where it went slightly darker.
Yeah, the royal blue. Yeah.
That's a great – it's like we were talking about the Washington Capitals jersey that you hate so much, where they – the colors where they use blue, gold, and black. Now, I know why you're saying the Washington Capitals should be red, white, and blue, but since everybody else is using red, white, and blue, they should – I love that color. That blue jersey, that blue sweater was one of my favorite – that's a great shade of blue.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just talking about the stupid eagle that flew sideways.
I hate the I hate the one-footed, headed towards the earth eagle. That thing is horrible.
It was a metaphor for the team.
Yes, it was. Damn. Yes, it was. I didn't need to be reminded of that every time.
Every
I watched
time you shoot the jersey, every time Kolzik makes a save, just realize that there's a five-hole coming. Continue on the NHL.
I wanted to. I didn't realize I was looking through some newspapers in different towns throughout the league, and I did not realize that the old coach from Richmond is still involved with the San Jose Sharks organization. Roy Summer has been with the Sharks organization for 16 years, and he's the coach in Worcester.
Worcester?
Not Worcester, as I thought it was for years. I had no idea until all my SCED friends laughed at me when I asked about if anyone had the Ice Cats kid from Worcester.
No, everybody else is right. Everybody else is wrong. You're right. Because being from South Jersey, you went to Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass.
It's from Worcester. But when I moved down here and I asked somebody, their address was, we won't get into why, but their address was Worcester Drive. What? It's Worcester.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I said.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
So you're wrong.
That's what I'm going by.
No, they're
wrong.
I
didn't know.
Okay, they're wrong.
But I thought that was cool that he's still involved with
explain why that's cool.
With the Sharks. It's not very often that someone sticks with an organization that long.
That's very true.
And I didn't realize he still was, but that, man, the Sharks have had so many different teams and affiliates and leagues. He's been all over the place. But I always remember him in Richmond.
Who were they before they were the Sharks?
The Sharks were an expansion team.
Okay. I get the AHL stuff confused sometimes. There's so many changes.
Oh, in the AHL, yeah, they've been.
Like last year, the Admirals became the Crunch, and the Crunch became the Admirals?
Yeah, well, they
something
just
like that.
They just switched affiliates. That
yeah,
happened.
And they literally just happened where the teams just hopped.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, and that was weird because
that was the year they won the Cup.
Yeah, the entire team in Norfolk who had that amazing, amazing run of whatever it was, how many unbeaten games they had. In the off season, the affiliates switched. So basically, that entire team went to Syracuse. and Syracuse went to Norfolk, and then they had the ring ceremony, and luckily, where I guess I hopefully they planned it out that Syracuse was visiting Norfolk so that the guys who actually won the cup.
If they made the schedule that year, not going, well, we should probably put them in Norfolk.
So we can get some of these guys their ring on time, you know. That was an interesting one. I don't know about that happening in the past. I doubt it has. That's probably an experiment.
I'm sure it has at some point. These other little leagues around. Go ahead and go. You're on a roll. AHL talk.
Well, the new team in the league, one of the new teams, is the Utica Comets, which is the relocated Vancouver Canucks affiliate. So they're going to play in Utica. Utica's had teams for years and years. They started as the Clinton Comets. That's the old Eastern Hockey League.
Well, I know that name, too.
Yep. Yeah, so they've had hockey on and off in the Mohawk Valley for many years.
Yeah.
The AHL did well. The Utica Devils played there in the 90s. That's where Marty Brodeur came from. He only was there very briefly. He played a couple games in Utica, and he was not very good from all tales that I have heard from people who actually were there. But he got that jump up, and he just never came back. So, that'll be interesting. There's two teams up in that area. There's Utica, who's starting out this year, and then there's the final year of the Adirondack Phantoms.
Oh, wait.
They will not be in Glens Falls next year. They will be back closer to Philly.
Yes, Allentown.
Allentown.
And they have been redubbed the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Who has the shirt and the hoodie already? This guy right here.
Yes, he's already got the...
Now, here's my only complaint. They're changing their colors to New York Islanders colors. They're dropping the purple, which has been a unique color use in hockey, period. They're dropping it for a blue.
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea. I love the purple. And as much as I hate the Phantoms, I have owned a Phantoms jersey for a lot of my hockey fandom years because I love the purple, and I love the logo. The logo is great. It's just brilliant. Two of the Flyer logos facing out with the eyes, making it a Phantom. That is brilliant.
I will never, 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 ever buy a jersey with the blue in it. No. Sorry. And when they ever come back to Philly, which we have the tickets.
That's right.
The last time. When they ever come back to Philly, they go to the old jersey.
Yep.
Purple, white, and orange.
And Flex
black.
Is there.
And Flex is there.
Not Dax,
the
special
education beaver.
Special beaver.
I was special education, I can say it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's always nice to see Flex.
Thank you.
The beaver is disturbing and just bad. So bad.
I'm kind of liking it. You do so many things for kids. What are you going to do today, kids?
Well, this kind of illustrates a point with the AHL. I know almost nothing about the Western Conference of the AHL because the AHL always plays an unbalanced schedule. The Western teams rarely come to play against the Eastern teams during the season, and if they do, they do it all like in 1 week. So they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, and then a Sunday game, and it's just a nightmare to try to get to see the Western teams. So I did want to mention the new team in the West is the Iowa Wild, which
I missed that.
That's the relocated Houston Aeros team, which was the Wild. The Phillies. There is no team in Houston this year.
Whoa.
Which is the first time in a very long time there hasn't been hockey in Houston. So the Wild moves their affiliate closer. They've got a Wild-esque logo. They've got that great green that I like. But other than that, I haven't heard very much about the West.
It's over there.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I did want to say...
have some stupid division called the...
Metropolitan?
You know, like the Union Division or something.
Well, the West in the AHL is kind of messed up, though, because Charlotte is in the West in the AHL. Yes, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm.
Also, Rochester, New York is in the West
that
in the AHL.
Sense. I would put...
Kind
yeah.
of, but...
Yeah, I would put Rochester in the... So, not kind of. That was sarcasm.
Well, I mean, it's west. It's more west than Worcester. That's about it, really.
Yeah, but that's like saying Pittsburgh's in the west. No, it's not.
It's west
it's
of something.
It's in Pennsylvania.
It's west of something.
Lake Erie, that they should be in the west.
Well, they are they in the west?
No. They are.
They are.
I'm looking at it.
Yes, they are.
I'm that good.
They are in the
See?
West. It's very confusing. Teams hop back and
the
forth.
The Charlotte Checkers are the Western Conference? Well, I mean, that's just because of placement. I mean, they can't have a 15-20 conference side
okay.
and then a three side.
The AHL.
Please realign that stuff, though. I almost cursed there.
The AHL has been incredibly creative throughout the years to deal with their unbalanced conferences. They've had all kinds of one-game play-ins for the playoffs. They had the three-game series for the play. They have done, you name it, the AHL has tried it.
Now, I wanted to ask you a few questions on air that I think I've told you to save for air. The AHL is not owned whatsoever, a separate company from the NHL.
Yes.
Yes. I'm asking.
I don't know if the NHL now has a stake in the AHL. They have.
Why do they not have TV deals?
They have. They have a stake in individual teams.
The affiliates.
But yeah, I don't know if they have a stake. In
How teams. Does an affiliate work? Is it a contract with the NHL or with the team?
What do you mean a contract? What are you talking about?
How does an affiliation work?
The affiliation is the team. The NHL team pays some of the salary for some of the players who are in the AHL city.
Gotcha. So I didn't know that.
Okay. I'm not an expert on it. The money stuff.
I can name
is,
teams and colors, but you are the hockey.
No, the money side of it, I do not understand.
It's because I don't want to know.
Don't even get me started on trying to understand waivers and all that stuff, because I've read it and the people have tried to explain to me, and it still makes no sense.
Somebody who's listening, please call in and explain. I've been a hockey fan since, like I said, 94, 10, 11 years old. When somebody gets claimed by waivers, I still don't know what the hell that means. I have no idea what that means. What does that mean?
Well, maybe
you ate chicken wafers or something?
Well, if you're on waivers, so if you get sent down from the NHL to the AHL.
You're now contracted by the AHL.
Well, no. If you get sent down, you have to clear waivers, which means there's a 24-hour period where another team can claim you.
Uh-huh.
And if they claim you, they take your salary and
without
you,
any penalty to the other team.
They have to give something back to the other team. It's there's money.
Ah, see?
There's money involved. It's
more
not that much
than
money,
I expected.
So
it's like 100,000.
Well, yeah, like at the end of the year you hear, you know, so-and-so cleared waivers. Well, yeah, he's a great player, but they couldn't take on the $4 million a year to the salary cap and all
gotcha.
That stuff. That's the stuff that makes my head hurt. I don't really understand.
I don't know what you just said.
I did figure out some of it today because I was reading an article about Andrew Gordon, who was a Hershey Bear, and he was talking about the article was talking about that he's a beneficiary of the new waiver rules that were put in place with the new collective bargaining agreement. That was part of what the lockout was all about. But
no, don't mention that word.
But now the AHL players, the big stars in the AHL who, you know, might never really get a fair shot up at the NHL level, they can make a very nice living at the AHL, but there used to be this rule that if you made more than $105,000 a year, your AHL contract, if you made more than that, that you had to clear waivers anytime you moved between leagues, when you were called up or when you called back. So it wasn't outright stated, but it was kind of a given that if you really wanted to get as many recalls as possible to the NHL and try to make the big league team, you would take a contract that was, you know, $104,000 to avoid the waivers and give the NHL team incentive to call you up as many times as possible. But that was struck from the new collective bargaining agreement. So there's some guys in the AHL who are making quite a bit of money. It used to be that you would make about 10% of what you would make if you were up in the NHL when you were in the AHL. That's no longer the case for everybody.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. And that's
that's
the first thing I've ever understood about waivers.
Thank you. Now I know. I know he's half the battle. G.I. Joe. Didn't we discuss at one point their minimum salary? Like, there probably isn't an AHL player making less than 60. A bench guy, I mean.
I was looking around. It looks
like he's just going from city to city, sitting on the bench going, I'm fine. I'm making 60. I'm good.
It looks like about 50,000 is the average.
Wouldn't you be
the minimum for the year. So if you actually play the entire year and you never get called up and you get the lower, it's probably about 50,000 a year.
I'm cool with that.
It's not
than I'm making now.
Not a bad way to make a living.
No.
You get to play the game you love for
Flash
you're living. Tonight.
All right, get off. You suck. So the Calder Cup, the AHL, have they announced an outdoor game?
Oh, yeah. They are going to.
I've forgotten if they have.
They're going to play a game in conjunction with the NHL Winter Classic. So they're playing, I believe it's at the Big House, and it's going to be the University of Michigan. The University of Michigan Stadium where they're playing.
Gotcha.
It's going to be Grand Rapids and the Marlies, I believe. So the AHL affiliates of the two teams.
Because that's what they did. Because last year they didn't do that. Last year they had Bears versus who the heck did they even play? All I know is my hands were so numb.
Well, the Bears played the Baby Pens.
We're in overtime, by the way. So.
But that was about the Hershey Bears 75th.
I know that. Yeah. No, I got that. And this is for overtime. So this is just for special people listening to the podcast, and we thank you for listening. You're very special to us. We went to the Outdoor Classic last year. We went to the Outdoor Classic the year before. This one we're not making. We were on a streak. We might keep our streak alive with the Capitals Winter Classic. The coldest my body has ever been in my life, and I've been to a Thanksgiving morning football game at high school where my mom had a cup of coffee and her hand is doing this, and there's no coffee left in a cup. Her hand was warm. I don't even remember, like I said, I could not for the life of me remember who they played.
Yep.
The Baby Pens.
The Baby Pens, yeah.
The year before, not so bad, because it was the year that everything got put back a year, and of course it was in Philly. It was nice and cool, not cold.
It was chilly. It wasn't bad, though.
It was, chilly to you is cool to me. Chilly, cool to you is warm to me. I think they are onto something. You know what? We're going to save this for next week, the outdoor games. There's a preview for next week, folks. We're going to discuss, and please, anybody who's listening, tell any hockey fan, I want everybody's opinion. I'm not a guy who's going to go, you're wrong. Get off my show. I'm not Howard Eskin. The Philly guys will get it. Did you get it? No. I'm not Howard Stern?
Oh, Howard Stern.
Different guy, but same exactly would work.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the abundance or overabundance there is. Can we also just have a segment where we bash Bettman?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think all hockey fans can get behind
Let's just call it first time, long time. I think Bettman's an a-hole. Thank you. Good night.
Well, that was a very astute call, and thank you for
Let's
joining
call.
Us.
Third, first time, long time. I think Bettman sucks.
Pretty much. You are right.
You are right. You had the winner, caller of the week. You win a prize. I don't know what it is, caller.
I made people sponges.
Dean Dixon knows what prize. He has one. You made people sponges.
I made people sponges that shape like animals.
Is there anything else you wanted to go over? I had the arena, but I have since forgotten to write it down. I will watch the DVD I was watching earlier, and I will have it for next week.
Okay.
Because I'm like, there you go. I got it. And then I didn't have a chance today to do it because work is work.
Stupid work.
Who wants to work?
Nobody wants
I'd rather do this all day.
Oh, that'd be great.
Eventually I get bored and just start playing video games and just play music. I want to thank, again, the Mystery Men for letting us use their music. I want to thank the listeners for listening. And, again, everybody in the Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Network family. We'll be back next Monday. I will announce, just follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. You can follow me on Facebook at my name. Have fun spelling it. If you spell it, you got a friend. And go to hiactalkradio.com for any updates. blogtalkradio.com/hellinacell to see what we're talking about. And we'll see what we got next week. Until then, here's a new outro. Thank you to our producer, Dean Dixon, the Dean of Credibility. For Kelly, I'm Dan. Follow me at DanLoy83. Enough of the plugs. Good night.
Craven is there. Craven to the blue line. Poke checked by Murphy. Murphy starts the rush. He hits Hunter. He's in alone.